You ever get the feeling like there's more to improv than meets the eye?
Oh, absolutely.
Like, we see the jokes, the quick thinking.
Right.
But what about the heart of it all?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. That's what we're diving into today, right?
Yes.
Theater group PIT.
PIT.
They've been around for over a decade.
Over a decade in Nightmare.
Nightmare, yeah. Captivating audiences, but...
It's more than just that.
And we're going to go deep. Not just like, oh, they do improv, but like... What's their philosophy?
Right.
How do they approach it? What makes them different?
What does make them different? We even have to uncover the mystery behind the name.
I know, right? The mystery of PIT.
14 years they've been doing this, but what's interesting is they're not just looking for laughs. One of the articles even mentioned that the founder, Jobert Franken, wanted to do something different with improv.
Okay, so what's different about PIT's style?
They really focus on emotional depth and naturalism in their performance. Like, think about it. It's the difference between watching a sitcom and a really well-acted play.
Okay.
Both can be funny, both engaging, but one's aiming for something a little deeper, something that stays with you.
So it's about connecting with the audience on a deeper level.
Exactly.
Not just the ha-ha funny, but like...
Make you feel something.
Make you feel something.
Yeah.
Okay, so how do they actually pull that off?
Well, that's where their training and influences come in.
Okay.
They train weekly, which is pretty standard for improv groups, but they have these rotating directors who each bring unique styles and techniques.
It's like they're constantly refining, constantly pushing each other.
Yes, exactly.
Right.
Like athletes training for a big game. But here, it's emotional agility and expression they're honing.
I like that.
And you see this commitment to growth when you look at how they've taken inspiration from the Dutch TV show De Vlorop.
Okay, now, for those of us who might not be familiar.
Right. Right.
What is De Vlorop?
Imagine actors getting prompts out of thin air, and then, boom, they have to improvise entire scenes. No script, no safety net.
Whoa.
High stakes, spontaneous, and it often leads to these incredibly raw and authentic moments.
Sounds intense.
Yeah.
And it's a hit, right.
Huge hit in the Netherlands. It's easy to see why. But here's the thing. PIT borrows elements from that popular format.
Okay.
But they add their own distinct flavor to it.
Ooh, I like it. The PIT twist. So they're inspired by De Vlorop, this high-energy improv, but then they, like, add a PIT twist.
Right, right.
I'm hooked. What's the twist?
Well, for one, they focus on shorter scenes.
Okay.
But with more actors on stage.
More actors. Wouldn't that make it, like, more chaotic?
You'd think so, right. But they actually use it to create this really intricate flow on stage.
Okay.
Like, almost choreographed, you know?
Mm.
Think of it like a basketball team, right? Where the ball's moving constantly, players weaving in and out. It takes trust.
Right, yeah.
Timing, awareness.
And one of the articles mentioned that, yeah, PIT emphasizes giving each other space on stage.
Exactly.
It's not about, like, one person
trying to steal the show.
Yeah, yeah. It's like this collective energy.
It is. And within that shared space, they're not afraid to let things breathe.
Oh, interesting.
To use silence.
See, that's interesting to me because you think improv, you think like jokes, talking, energy, yeah. So silence almost feels like the opposite.
It's unexpected, but it's one of their trademarks.
Hmm?
There's even a quote from one of the actors. They said, "A well-timed silence makes a scene exciting."
Wow.
They get it. The tension, the impact. It's not just about the words.
It's like that moment in a movie where the music cuts out,
yeah.
You know, and you're like, uh-oh, something's about to happen.
Yes, that anticipation, PIT, uses silence to create those moments.
Wow, that's pretty cool. So they're taking something that's known for being, you know, off-cuff.
Spontaneous.
Spontaneous, and they're adding this, like, layer of...
intentionality.
Yes, like controlled chaos.
Because it plays into that goal of creating authentic, emotionally resonant experiences. Silence is powerful.
Yeah.
Unspoken emotions, things that words just can't always express.
Man, now I really want to see them perform.
Yeah.
Just hearing you describe how they use silence, the movement, this like connection between the actors.
It's something else.
It sounds amazing.
And it speaks to their skill, to their years of training. And speaking of school, the articles mention a pretty impressive performance in Amsterdam.
Amsterdam. Okay. All right. What happened in Amsterdam?
So they got invited to perform there and get this.
Okay.
Sigrid Ten Napel was in the audience.
No way.
Yeah.
Sigrid Ten Napel from Pinoza.
Yes.
Wow. That's, I mean, talk about pressure.
Right.
To perform in front of someone like that who's known for, like.
But such powerful acting.
Exactly.
What really speaks to PIT's reputation. For sure.
The quality of their work.
Yeah.
You know, to be recognized like that.
Yeah, absolutely. But, you know, we've been talking a lot about the actors and their approach, but what about the audience?
Oh, that's a great point.
What's it actually like to watch a PIT show?
Well, that's what's so cool about them. They actually involve the audience in a way I haven't seen before.
Okay, how?
Before each show, they go around and get scene suggestions from the people in the seats.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
So, like, even before the show starts, the audience is already kind of a part of it.
Exactly. But here's the thing. The actors don't know what the suggestions are.
Oh, wow.
Until they're up there improvising.
So it's like this shared experience of spontaneity.
Absolutely. For the performers and the audience.
You're not just watching a show. You're like, in on the joke. Yes. You're part of the journey. And I think that really speaks to their whole philosophy, you know?
How so?
They want to break down that wall between the performer and the spectator.
I like that. No fourth wall for PIT.
Right.
Yeah. It's very inclusive.
It is.
It makes me think about that part in one of these articles where they talk about this actor performing in front of their family. And it kind of poses this question of how far do you go?
Oh, yeah. That's a big one, isn't it? For improv, especially.
Right. Because improv, it's all about, you know.
Anything can happen.
Right. But then there's also that line, even if it's unspoken, you know, between the performer and the person.
Absolutely. I think where that line is different for everyone. Right? It makes you think, how much are we willing to reveal in our own lives?
That's deep.
How vulnerable are we willing to be, even in everyday situations, you know, when things go off script?
I love that connection. Mm. Right. That it's not just improv, but it's like reflecting something bigger about all of us.
And maybe that's the biggest takeaway from today, right?
Okay.
Theater group PIT, they're not just doing improv, they're showing us a microcosm of life itself.
It's like life is improv, in a way.
Yes, it is. It's about embracing the unexpected, trusting yourself.
Going with the flow.
Exactly. And finding the beauty in the unknown.
That is a beautiful way to end this deep dive. I feel inspired.
I'm glad.
It's made me think about where I can be more spontaneous, more open to those possibilities that maybe I didn't expect.
I love that.
So, listeners, there you have it. Where can you be more spontaneous?